Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Revolution. Living in the middle of the Babylon. Yeah. Middle of the mission. Get it on. I talk gospel. Living in the gospel. Never talk hostile. Ventilated other songs. In the midst of the ride, we gon' lose just fine. In me, Jesus, provide. Conquer death inside my soul. He alive. I see no lie. Watch yourself, revelation, click as a world war. Fallen angel, tangle the world war. And it came with a flame, let it burn more. Let them suffer, wreck it good from the bad tear. Darkness, no hope, if they go there. On the regular regiment, the prevalent. We ain't talking to president, he ever said Jesus, the Christ, like, it's alright. Ain't no sinners, a minister, we getting in them. Why they poison, listeners, and spitting venom. Ain't no worldly analysis, the challenges. Why they worship landmarks and fallacies. Apocalypse, the prophetic, you honor it. You see the lie, truth wins in all of it. All the time, Holy Ghost conduct mine. For the Lord, in due time, we all shine. It ain't nothing but a war, we gon' even up the score. God knocking at the door, don't you hear him calling? When I tell you the truth, and I spit it in a book, that news tells you, devil don't want it. Witness for Christ, and I flow nice. On a demon colder than ice. Living machine, and it's precise. Here, yeah, Satan,
I'm
like,
soldier in the field, we gon' make it through the daylight. Make it through the daylight, we gon' make it through the daylight by the
hold, but don't break. Hey, however long that it take. No devil pie and no cake. And the jealous ones still pray for you, but no Judas up in my space. Wait, disciple come with no hate. You talking out of that sight. Take the log out from your own eye. Make sure your salvation right. Approach the light and it's bright. No Lucifer that's in sight. That blood of Christ and that blood of Christ not pleading over your life. Jesus the giver of infinite literature. Yeah. Jesus the healer of medicine living you. Yeah. My enemies up in my living room, living with memory. Demon, they get at you. Soldier, I'm living it. Jesus, I come to you. I'm free by the blood, and I'm at some G show. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh. I'm free by the blood, and I'm at some G show. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh.
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood.
Scripture, hope you get the picture. Christ the elixir, the elevated mass, the spread of Christ mixture. Pray no resistance, pray with persistence, impale the demon, pray hard. Then I come back to legion, come back for treason, slay y'all deep in the graveyard, pray God. I'm an automatic, and I'm chilling in the outskirts, servitude, I gotta have it. Until Satan, I'm a bomb first, word addict. I'm on the past, it's slow, no, it don't matter, brain matter. Praise the Lord, the sharpest sword, and Jesus, and no, there ain't no other. His words say, souls from going to hell. Hot fire, no hope inside a cell. This word, I shared it with my mother. My brother gon' have story to tell. Who bail, we are, no cowards running. Some people just fail to lie well. No price tag placed upon my soul. Praise Christ, the days of ancient old. Right now, it's about to go down. You just wanna hate upon the flow. Talk rap, making it for them skull crack. Doing this way back, come up with the Christ for the payback. Did he really say that? It don't really matter, ain't no industry slave with a chain and a big hat. I'll be running with Yeshua, you guess, huh? No foe, no crack under pressure. Take it to the top, till my head gets sharp and it just goes
up. I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight.
Yeah, it's Bizzle. Man, I'm seeing a lot. I'm trying my best to speak on it without pointing fingers. Let's go.
You got the nation listening, but what are you saying?
I know you joking is high, but this ain't cards you playing. Christ be the king of the deck. No matter how far you made it, just bring some respect or I'm sure it can go how far you take it. I know your car's amazing, but your heart is basic. Designer clothes, but inside your soul is bargain basement. Your soft is charming, baby, and hard is Carson Daly. Just talking crazy, cause nobody's made you walk it lately. It's easy to be a soldier when ain't no wars popping. You Hollywood thuggin' and Grammy Award shopping. You don't live in the hood nor visit no more, stop it. You got your tour popping. You in your Porsche boxer. You on your porch watching while people out here dying. And you ain't even close enough by them to hear the sirens. It's them who buy your records just to hear a gang of lying. Quit claiming you banging iron, dog, if you a gangster, I am. And who said if you're black, a gangster's a thing to be? These rappers trying to be Scarface, they make believe. Dog, if you over 30, it's time to be realistic. It's no way you should be 37 and still ignorant. Still sagging, still banging, and still flagging. You're still faking, this generation is still at it. I still be in the hood, it's getting real graphic. That's real blood on the concrete, them real caskets. I know that ain't your problem, but I made it mine. Not only do I know the truth, but I can make it rhyme. They knew you'd sell us out, that's why they let you boys in. They keep you eating good long as you feed the hood poison. Got you endorsing they liquor and making blunt raps. From St. Ives to Chris Dow, it always was that. They say the government gave us guns, liquor, and crack. But last time I checked, your dealer was black. And your killer was black. And his money was green. So you can read between the lines and see what I mean. See, when it comes to the hood, they have no influence. They need a middleman, a real opportunist. One of our own kind is selfish enough to do it. Inject the hood with poison for some lifestyle improvement. That's what these rappers is doing. They selling us crack. It's like the devil is back and one of his weapons is rap. They trying to merge it with rap. We know how they get down. They using our biggest rappers to make you embrace the sound. Maybe I'm tripping, no. Maybe I'm seeing things. And maybe I see some things like a need for change. Yeah. Look, y'all got too much influence to be acting foolish. I don't care if you signed up to be a role model or not. The kids gonna follow you regardless.
Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again, yeah. Get to cooking, yup, going ham again. Flow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the baphomet,
yeah.
You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dog. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted, dog, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar. The rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you.
Daring you.
Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with guarding it. If not, it'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better for them.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got bad. Time. Lucky you.
Yeah.
If I just felt like they just had to know,
no.
And realize that if I wanted I could go,
go.
Kill everything on that side.
Lucky you.
But the flow got baptized.
Lucky you.
Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy. I was only trying to shine this little light of mine. Trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would guys try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle at the Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize. Bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda type fist. Kill a rival with this mic of mine. Simple as pile driving a knife into a slice of pie. And not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers side. Every line of beside this binder of mine could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately. Thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba or ukulele. Better watch how you be doing that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slim would do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head neck and all severed on HD. Reppin' God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. And you ain't got the answers, so you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been reppin', is God's gang. I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne. God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play. Oh, you thought Christian rap was soft, you gon' learn today.
I could've been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chillin', lucky you. I could've been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. If I just feel like they just had to know, and realize that if I want it, I could go. Kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Yeah, they say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak
all
up.
Through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a true seeker to true speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lou Peter. They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children that make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This God over money, so I say what I want, dog. Your favorite rapper, don't he too afraid to be broke, dog. You lose your career pissing in folk, dog. But you can call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dog. And I don't care if you hate that, I could take that.
I could take
but stop
that.
Claiming you real knowing you hate that. Sad thing is how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bizzle, this what you wanted?
I never came for the smaller. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own brain, they gon' flip the whole thing and trick you with a headline to tell you how to feel about it. Call a man a racist, you take what he said racially. Call him homophobic, you take what he said hatefully. They label it hate, you can't even disagree tastefully. To shake the label, you switch sides, it's mind slavery. These people are evil, don't eat what the media feeding you. Deceitful and wicked, they giving you lenses to see it through. Everybody lying, nobody willing to speak the truth like the Lord said it would be. Maybe we'll see him soon.
I never came for the smaller. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
They tryna turn your little boy into a princess, and they ain't even gave him a chance to be a prince yet. They sick agenda telling you to let him clip his member. He can't even pick his bedtime, but he could pick his gender. They say that I ain't woke, I say they ignorant.
They ignorant.
See, I remember how the pilgrims did the Indians.
Let me finish.
Remember, they ain't just attack him, they befriended him. Gave him blankets full of diseases and ended him. Outrage, footage leaking every other week or two. So you don't see the blankets they sneaking you. They ain't gotta squeeze it. You. They feminizing your males and leading you into a lifestyle that won't allow you to reproduce. One black life gone, they'll march in the street with you. They hand you a blanket to say abortion is free for you. How else you gonna get ex-slaves to agree with you? To kill themselves, say you giving them the freedom to. Fizzle, let's wake them up.
I never came for the small. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta
can't deal anymore. Mini four on my hip, plenty stored in the clip. I'm so tortured and sick, feel like torch in a stick. Getting high just to fly far away, take a trip into space, cause I can't get a grip or feel safe. Something's wrong with something strong, keeps on rising inside. It's a beast and it eats me alive from inside. And his eyes are so cold and he cries for my soul. I reply, don't know why I am not in control. Just a shell of myself, I keep telling myself I'm okay, but no way, if I was, I'd go pray and be healed. But this feeling is killing me softly, I'm awfully exhausted. I lost it, I think that I'm lost in this dream. I should talk to a shrink, cause I feel like my life has been tossed in the sink. Come on, I know I should be reading the Bible, yeah, but instead I'm bleeding this bottle, yeah. The road's dark and my feet's on the throttle, feeding my sorrow with each swallow, uh-oh. I know I should be learning the scriptures, yeah, but I'm twisting up and burning this wishing, yeah. I'm hurting and I don't know why, yeah. Feel free to blow my high, yeah. And I sink deeper in till I can't sleep or grin, and I can't even swim. But the tide keeps on rising, horizons are bleak for the guy. They mistreat him, deceive him, they cheat and they lie. Sink they teeth and then leech him, these leeches are bleeding him dry. But he gives and he shares and he lives like he cares, but he lives in despair. So he is in the lair of depression, it lessens his will, and I'm guessing it will be the reason this evening he's leaving this planet. He is stranded on the Titanic and manically depressed, and so yes, he needs help reaching out, thinking about bringing death to himself. But he questions himself, I've been off since a child, feeling lost, feeling awfully nauseous and foul. This is awkward, but Lord, can we talk for a while? I can't front, I am drunk, am I not still your child? Hear me out. I know I should be reading the Bible, yeah, but instead I'm bleeding this bottle, yeah. The road's dark and my feet's on the throttle, feeding my sorrow with each swallow, uh-oh. I know I should be learning the scriptures, yeah, but I'm twisting up and burning this wishing, yeah. I'm hurting and I don't know why, feel free to blow my high, yeah. Lord, my mood's so disgusting, this suffering's just an excuse to keep using, abusing these substances. Subsequently, I give up being free. What was valuable now is worth nothing to me. Is there nothing to me that's worth quitting for? Isn't your spirit abundant? My fear is redundant. I'm numb, but I'm done. Give me freedom, please come quick. Meet you with your feet and take my seat in your sonship. I'm depleted and dumb, sick. I need healing, willing to do anything, including not chilling with people I run with. So come with your comfort. Your son's hurt, working me urgently, cause it is absurd how I turn from thee. Yeah, cause you're the greatest high I've ever known. More popping than vodka and methadone medicine. You're more than a molly, you're doper than duff. Your Holy Ghost is so potent, I'm soaking it up. I know I should be reading the Bible, yeah, but instead I'm bleeding this bottle, yeah. The road's dark and my feet's on the throttle, feeding my sorrow with each swallow, uh-oh. I know I should be learning the scriptures, yeah, but I'm twisting up and burning this wishing, yeah. I'm hurting and I don't know why, feel free to blow my high, I need you.
Game for real, I don't play. I'm speeding up like underlay, underlay, underlay.
I'm working hard but not for no pay.
They don't understand the words I'm saying. Okay, let me make it plain. I spaceship out of here on a whole nother planet. But you stuck in fear, trying to put you on my level. You don't hear me. Pain so deep, still, but you don't feel me. I know he, every time I, he keep resurrecting in me. Hey, I'm just doing my thing.
What you been doing?
Hey, I've been doing my thing.
Oh, okay, alright.
Hey, I'm just doing my thing. Looking back over my life and see how far I came.
Come a long way.
Hey, I'm just doing my thing. Man, I'm just doing my thing.
I had to go back and readjust my mind, cause I had too much pride. And true humility is when that pride's been crucified. It's never losing if you learn something in the process, cause real winners take losses and turn them into progress. And I confess that I tried to quit and give up, but something deep on the inside of me kept picking me up. Now would you with me or what? Don't just keep listening, get up and do something about that problem that you think is too tough. Cause one thing I can assure you of is that if you keep running from your issue, they will catch up with you and prohibit you from becoming who it is you need to become, so you can do all that you were created to do and then some. Yeah. Hey, I'm just doing my thing.
What you been doing?
Hey, I've been doing my thing.
Oh, okay, alright.
Hey, I'm just doing my thing. I'm looking back over my life and see how far I done came.
From a long way.
Hey, I'm just doing my thing. Man, I'm just doing my thing.
You been doing
I'm just doing my thing. I'm looking back over my life and see how far I done came.
Shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time. Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time.
I'm in a rush. I just wanna feel your touch, cause them almighty hands bring deliverance, and it's healing us from all kind of diseases. People that were there, now they back again breathing, believing anything is possible. When it comes to the cross, he's unstoppable. Many times I was down, but I got back up. Due to prayer and faith, here I am again. And when they tell me that I can't, I know I'm really gonna win. I know the difference between a kid and a full grown man. I respect the ladies and the gentlemen. I acknowledge the right and shake my head when I'm wrong. And if you ain't heard nothing, hear me on the song. Even through the hard times, we got to carry on. You know, things will get better in a matter of time. Just relax and stay cool, everything will be fine. I'm just a young gentleman trying to do what's right, cause I did so much wrong the previous years of my life. It was all about hustling to force some nights. Had to hit them all up and get them brand new mics. Now it's all about heaven, I can't go to hell. And I ain't trying to be locked up in no county jail. So I sit and reminisce about the things I've done and all the obstacles and demons that I overcome. Wonderful times, bless the days that I spent in my life, trying to get my act together as I walk with Christ. Trying to keep my head high, communicate to the sky, praying that I'm here for him to look in my eye. I know I did some wrong things with a simple eye, but I'm willing to make a change if you give me a try. Ain't no man but the Lord to give a blind man sight, with the dead from the grave to give them back their life. Now I'm a full-time believer of the works he do, but I still fall short of some things I do. I'm just learning as I go, forget my selfish ways, cause it's all about you, then my debts is paid. From the blocks to the hood, from the heavens to earth, nothing in the world can amount to his worth. We all trying to get to that place that we call home, but he already there, just sitting on the throne.
The hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time. Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time. Yeah.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at a
everything
time.
Everything will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at a
everything
time.
Will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at a
everything
time.
Everything will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at a
everything
time.
Will be fine.
You can run, but you can't hide. Watch your stride.
No,
no time for that, Sadie. It's a gun deal for real. BBJ, baby, you're from every time. Demons are very alive. BBJ, I'm on instinct about celebrity eyes. Taking gospel to a level that nobody can take it. No joke, I'm destroying yo, the man you love hating. I'll tell you one time. Time to discover, reaching new cultures and classics. BB Day, the king, king fed, reaching the masses. Got a fist for souls, the abyss rip. So, Cristiano family dropping bars for show. We roll like gold for soul, reaching the truth. Jesus, the end to swing central to. I'm BB Day, who you with, what you do?
Fat pastor,
just back, click the crew. I'm a modern day messiah with a goal that's higher. I'm the man with the plan that's hot like fire. I'm a live wire with the most RBI. Cast long like a lock. Bye-bye to every phony fake preacher and teacher. Let them all be a curse, cut it off like Peter. This is our year, no more darkness, don't shine here.
With that funky-dunk.
Expose the plot, mad cookie cops, court hot.
With that funky-dunk.
Holy hustlers, all that, putting word on cat.
With that funky-dunk.
We in the last day, Satan manifest, only one way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the heavy hitter, straight mic ripper. Rhymes never been a demon quiver. Tongue starts to flicker, representing holy hustlers, my flow deliver. How you figure? I can't be twice as nice. It's not ice to rock flat, I'm hype to take Christ for salad. They're tight, a lot of cats in the dark, they need life for real. Jokers on some glamour, they think they cry bill. Holy hustlers, step up, time to make a kill.
Yeah.
My style is so strong, gotta put it in pill.
We chill like Ice Cube in Alaska. Holy hustlers, back so fast, past the blaster. Bringing life and hope, unlike you lyrical killers. Running your mouth with that okie doke, you cats broke and bent. Trying to represent, but you can't touch us. We holy hustlers, I'll tell you one time. Haters can't die.
With that funky dunk.
I pity the fool who claim what God say is mine.
With that funky dunk.
Cats the rap, talking that gaggity gap, you whack.
With that funky dunk.
You real slick about the mouth, but the truth you lack. No more doctors, don't shine here.
With that funky dunk.
Expose the plot, mad crooked cops, court hot.
With that funky dunk.
Holy hustlers, all that, putting word on cat.
With that funky dunk.
We in the last days, Satan manifest, only one way.
With that funky dunk.
Yo, there's no greater pain than the hurt you feel with nobody, I mean nobody, believing you. I know a lot of heads all over the world can relate to what I'm saying right now. I'm a real joker like me. I've been down so long and so low, it's like all I know to trust is the dust, you feel me? And as a youngin', I wasn't the popular cat at all. Nah, not me. You see, I was the punchline to every joke, for real. Yeah, yeah, but one thing I always had, and that was a desire to be great someday. For real, people is a funny thing, yo. And God, I ain't never seen with my eyes. But one thing I know for sure, I am all that I am because of who God is. As simple as that, yo. Enough said. Now watch me.
Told you so.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking and how are you? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, hashtag feed your faith. That right? Yeah, feed your faith. Mm-hmm. Have you spent time with God today? Hold on, scratch the record on that. Ask the question again. Yes, sir. All right. Have you spent time with God today? How long you been awake today? You ain't said nothing to God? Have you spent time with him today? Well, it is time. How about that? All right, go ahead and play the music, babe. Go ahead and play the music. Yeah, it is time. And with that being said, we must take God most seriously these days. Yeah. We must take God more seriously these days. This is not the time to play around. Mm-mm. God the Almighty's word is true. Please believe everything in it. Yeah, believe everything in it. You know what I'm talking about? So we truly appreciate you tuning in, however you tuned in. Let's study God's word and grow together. The scriptures for this broadcast will be part one of 1 Kings chapter 9, and you can go ahead and turn there. 1 Kings chapter 9, you can go ahead and turn there, and I'll be with you in a few. But yeah, 1 Kings chapter 9, that's part one. Part two, Jeremiah chapter 26. Jeremiah chapter 26 for part two, and part three will be Matthew chapter 11 for part three. So go ahead and turn to 1 Kings chapter 9, and I'm going to pray right quick. And then we're finna get into the scriptures, feed our faith. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout the day into the night where we are right now. And whenever they're listening, Father, thank you for bringing them to that moment. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout the, you know, this far throughout our lives until this point with you. Father, thank you for this Bible study, that we can gather together to hear from you and to become doers of your words. We can gather together and be encouraged, yeah, from each other and through your word. Yes, hallelujah. We worship you in spirit and in the truth. We come here to feed our faith, Father. We ask you for forgiveness for all of our shortcomings and flaws. And we ask you to cleanse us, for you are faithful and just to cleanse us and forgive us for all of our sins. So have your way in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this broadcast again. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in to hear from you. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures. Yeah, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all of the truth. Yes, Father, let us do it all through love, for you are love. Have your way. Get the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. We up in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I sent a special prayer. Hold on. I got a special prayer request for one of my homeboys that's going through it. So, Father, I pray right now for my homie Melvin. In the name of Jesus and his wife, Tanisha, and their children, Father, I pray right now that you do a miracle. You see our faith. You see that we are still believing in you. We still trust in you. We still know that you have it all in your hands, Father. So your kingdom come. Your will be done, Father, in this situation as well. You get the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father. We know you are faithful. We know you can do the impossible. Just let us keep our faith in you with no doubt. Let us trust you and give you the glory, for your will is best. Even if we don't understand, let us trust you until you work it out for us. Yes, in the name of Jesus. And be with him even now too, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Yeah, comfort him. Don't let any stress get to him. In the name of Jesus, yeah, give him your peace, your joy, and send your healing, Father. Straighten out all of the bones and whatever else it is, Father. You know where the root of the problem lies. Yeah. Straighten out the spine. Put healing. Give them new bones, new spine, everything, Father. However you see pit. Yes, Father, what your will is, whatever your will is, let it be done in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray and I thank you. Before I close it, I want to just bring all sick, all the sick, that's all of your people that may be going through something, they may be having, going through a sickness or a disease right now. I put them before you. Any common colds or any heart problems or any, you know, whatever kind of problem it is in their body, Father, and in their mind. I pray right now that you send peace to their mind and you send healing. Yeah, do it all for your glory, Father, and let your will be done and let your kingdom come in our lives, Father, on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Yeah, in the almighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis. All right, a.k.a. Joshua. Just somebody who got his faith in God. Yeah. Yeah. All through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's right. Hallelujah. So, yeah, man. We're here to spend some time with God. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and jump it off with the first part for this Bible study, which will be 1 Kings chapter 9. Let's go there. First Kings chapter 9. And we have First Kings. All right. Chapter number 9. Solomon is reigning as king now. Saul was the first king. That's who the people asked for, a king over them. Because there was, you know, noticing the other cultures had kings and stuff over them, but God was going to be king over his people. However, they wanted the king. They wanted a man king over them. God warned them, you know, about the kind of king they were going to get. And that was Saul, right? Saul did some good at first, and then went on up like a sucker. Then David. God raised David up. And David was godly. He wasn't perfect, but he was godly. You know what I'm saying? A man after God's own heart. You read about David, and you'll see. Right now, we are here with Solomon. In the last chapter we read, he built, you know, the tabernacles and furnishings. What was the last chapter? It might have been the chapter before last. But, you know, he dedicated. Oh, yeah, he was praying for the people and all that. And blessing them and all that stuff like that, yeah. No, man. So now, we are here to go into 1 Kings chapter 9. See what he's about to teach us through this. All right. But before we read that, let me read this inspirational scripture first. And it says, this is the confidence which we have before him. This is the confidence that we have before God. Confidence. That if we ask anything according to his will, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, because we ask him according to his will, man. So if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. We have the request that we asked from him. Yeah. But you pray and then you believe. You can believe while you're praying. You know what I'm talking about? But you got to have belief in there, no doubt. Time out for doubting God. All right. So, yeah, we ready. Part 1, 1 Kings, chapter number 9, verse 1 says, "And it came to pass when Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord and the king's house and all Solomon's desire, which he wanted to do." Wow. Yeah, he had plenty. He could do that. "That the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon." Remember, he appeared to Solomon and asked Solomon, what did he want him to do for him? What did he want God to do for you? You know what I'm saying? All right, verse 3 says, "And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me." And that's in chapter 8. All right, so I have this particular prayer that the Lord is talking about, that Solomon prayed. "And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer." He's talking about in chapter 8 when Solomon was praying. All right. "Heard your prayer and your supplication that you made before me. I have consecrated this house." I hear you, Father. "I have consecrated this house. I heard your prayer. I have consecrated this house which you have built to put my name there forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually." Wanted to be here forever, and I'm going to make it be here perpetually. Now, I got to know another word for perpetually. This is Bible study, right? So, teaching Tuesday, so we be all up in here. All right, let's see. 9. He said forever. This was the request from man. Solomon said, "I'm building this. I have consecrated this house which you have built to put my name there forever." And he let you know. He consecrated it. God letting you know. Yeah, letting us know. He consecrated it. "And his eyes and his heart will be there perpetually or always." Okay? That's another word for it. Always, eternally, everlastingly, yeah, forever. "My eyes will be there, and my heart will be there on the churches or even the things, yeah, that's about his business or for his glory." So you have to make sure that we doing things and asking for things and living unto his glory and doing things for him to get the glory. We were created to give God his glory. Yeah, praise and the worship that you will put here to give him. That's what we do. All right? So his heart going to be there. My heart and my eyes will be there perpetually or always, is what God is saying. Now, verse 4 says, "Now, if you walk before me," see, if you do this, "if you walk before me as your father David walked, in integrity of heart," that's truthfulness, that's being honest, right, doing what's right, even when nobody is watching. Because guess what? God always watching. Even when you think you by yourself, you ain't by yourself. He's in every breath that we breathe, and he's in heaven too. You see what I'm saying? Looking down. Yeah. Y'all believe in Santa Claus, but yeah, we believe in G-O-D. We believe in Jesus Christ. He sits high and looks low. You know what I'm talking about? He don't just wait for no one season and wintertime at the end of the year to look into your life and see what you've been doing. No. You know what I'm talking about? God is here always in every breath we breathe. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. So verse 4 says, "Now if you walk before me," this is God talking to Solomon. You hear the word. He's talking to you too. "If you walk before me as your father David walked in integrity of heart." If you walk before God in integrity, being honest, being truthful, of heart and in uprightness, right, "to do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments," if we learn to do things God's way, right, or if we do things God's way, all right, verse 5 says, "then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel." He's going to do something for you, give you that good old blessing. Mm-hmm. That you need, and he give you what you want too. Mm-hmm. He give you the desires. He gives you the desires of your heart. Then he will give you what to desire in your heart. So verse 5, 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 5 says, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel, for as I promised David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man on the throne of Israel. You always have somebody there for you. He told David that. This is the one after David, his son that's reigning after him now. And David had plenty of sons, but this is Solomon right here. And all of them didn't reign as king. Absalom had some beef, and another one raised up and tried to be king and all that, but this is ordered and ordained by God. It's different. Yeah, it's different when you're lined up with God and you're doing his will, when it's ordained by God. And nothing and no one will be able to stop it. You know what I'm talking about? So God said, if you walk before me, do things my way, then I'm going to do this for you, right? Verse 6 says, but if you and your sons at all, see what I'm saying? If you do this for me, I'm going to bless you. But if you don't, right, let's go. Verse number 6, 1 Kings chapter 9. But if you or your sons, some of us don't have sons, we got daughters, all right? So if you or your sons or your daughters, you or your children, how about that? If you or your sons at all turn from following me, hear this day. If you turn from following the truth, which is Jesus the Christ, because I told you they got philosophies and opinions and science and a whole bunch of other stuff out there waiting to go against what you believe, because you believe the truth. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Keep believing the truth. That's all you got to do. Because here go the condition if you don't. All right, verse 6. But if you or your sons at all turn from following me and do not keep my commandments, yeah, his commandments, whatever he tells you to do, and my statutes, doing things his way, his rules, his regulations, which I have set before you, but you go and serve other gods and worship them. Verse 7 says, then I will cut off Israel. Cut you off from the land which I have given them, and this house which I have consecrated for my name, I will cast out of my sight. Yeah, because they turned from following him and went after other gods, and he don't play that. It's the truth over here. This is the Almighty. So this house which I have consecrated for my name, I will cast out of my sight. The one he said his heart and his eyes gonna be there perpetually, he said he gonna cast it out of his sight if they turn from following him, or if we turn from following him, because we learn from them. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Not with God. We all humans, and God done dealt with us before. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I will cast out of my sight. Israel will be a proverb and a byword among all the peoples. It won't be a blessing. It'll be a curse. Verse 8 says, and as for this house which is exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and will hiss. Yeah, hiss. And say, why has the Lord done this to this land and to this house? Why has God done this to this house and to this land? Then they will answer because they, not because he, but they're going to answer because they forsook the Lord their God. That's why. Because they forsook the Lord their God. Don't you dare blame God for the evil that's going on in this world when we have an enemy and we have us with our disobedient selves and falling short selves, and want to do what we want to do selves. Yeah. Verse 9 again, 1 Kings chapter 9. Verse 9 says, then they will answer because they forsook the Lord their God. God gonna always be right. When it comes down to you and him, you're going to always be wrong. He's going to be right unless you line up with him. Right? So and he's always right. He's never wrong. Because they forsook the Lord their God. That's us. We be tripping. All right? So they forsook the Lord their God who brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt and have embraced other gods and worshiped them and served them. And therefore the Lord has brought all this calamity on them, all this confusion and chaos on them because they left him. When you following Jesus, you solid. You on solid ground. Now, that's why they used to say everything else is sinking sand. Mm-hmm, sinking sand. It ain't, I want to say quicksand, but quicksand, you don't sink in it quick either. But I heard that you, you know, if you move around too so much, then, yeah, that's what will happen. You start sinking the more you move around in quicksand. It's true, because you start sinking the more you move off of the truth and get in and move around and open up to more knowledge and philosophy and all that other stuff, man, please. You better know the truth. Yeah, God's word over everything. God's word over everybody. That's including science. And that's including this modern day age we living in. Yeah, they forgetting about God. They're going to be turned into hell. But we're going to remember God. So they forsook him, embraced other gods, other religions. You know what I'm talking about? Worship them, serve them. Therefore, the Lord has brought all this catastrophe or calamity on them. Verse 10 says, now it happened at the end of 20 years when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. So he built God a house, all right, for his name, knowing that God can't fit in that house now. He ain't going to live in there. But he built it for his name, that people could come there and pray, all right, and get help from God. So now it happened at the end of 20 years when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house, yeah, his house. Verse 11 says, Hiram, the king of Tyre, had supplied Solomon with cedar and cypress and gold as much as he desired. That King Solomon then gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. See what happened? When you give, and I'm talking about giving generously, and you're giving to the right thing, to the king now, and you can't outgive the king. So he gave the king as much gold as he desired, and the king turned around and gave him 20 cities. Yeah, now what? Y'all want to be some chipper givers yet? Uh-huh. Turned around and gave him 20 cities. Put your name on this, Hiram. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Hiram, Georgia, shout out to you. Yes, sir. All right, then. Yeah, you all right with me? All right. He gave him 20 cities in the land of Galilee. Verse 12 says, then Hiram went from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, but they did not please him. Uh-oh. They didn't please him. Trouble. We got a problem here, huh? Let's see what's going to happen. Verse 13 says, so he said, what kind of cities are these? Was he tripping or was he just not grateful? Let's read. Verse 13. Yeah, what you thought? Yeah, we all humans, they've been doing this. Same way we be acting now, ain't it? Okay. First King chapter 9. Verse 13. So he said, what kind of cities are these which you have given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Cabal, as they are to this day. Oh, he ain't like them. He ain't like that. Then Hiram sent the king 120 talents of gold. So he sent him some more gold. Verse 15 says, and this is the reason for the labor force which King Solomon raised to build a house to the Lord. Y'all see this? This is the reason for the labor force. Mm-hmm. First labor force right here. Which King Solomon raised to build. Look what they building though. Not a system ran by man and just operating on what man think, but their labor force, this labor force right here, and the true one, is to build the house of the Lord. Yeah, to do what God wants. Yeah, to represent and bring his kingdom to the earth. Yeah, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth where we at, as it is in heaven where he at. All right, to build the house of the Lord, though, his own house. The Millo, the wall of Jerusalem, Hazor, Megiddo, and Gezer. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer and burned it with fire. Had killed the Canaanites who dwelt in the city and had given it as dowry to his daughter Solomon's wife. Dowry. We got to look that up too. D-O-W. D-O-G-G-Y. That's how you spell that, right? D-O-W-Y. Dowry means what? Portion? Property or money bought by a bride or her husband on their marriage. Bought by a bride. Oh, so the portion.
A dot.
So the dowry. Let's see. Yeah, he said to Solomon's wife, gave her his dowry, the portion to his daughter, Solomon's wife. Verse 17 says, and Solomon built Gezer, Lower Beth Horon. We're in 1 Kings chapter 9. I'm about to go through some names of some cities, look like. Verse 18 says, Baalath and Tadmor in the wilderness in the land of Judah. All the storage cities that Solomon had, cities for his chariots and cities for his cavalry, and whatever Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. You got it, right? Verse 20 says, all the people who were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, who were not of the children of Israel, who were not of Israel. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 groups right there. Five groups who are not believers, because Israel are believers in Jesus the Christ, followers of Christ. All right? Verse 21 says, that is their descendants who were left in the land after them, whom the children of Israel had not been able to destroy completely. From those Solomon raised forced labor as it is to this day. Solomon raised forced labor right there as it is to this day. The ones who were not of Israel. See, this world is real backwards. Yeah, God, this is his earth. And look at how the earth operates. Look at the world system. Look how it go. Leaving God out of everything. Try to pencil him in. He worth more than some penciling him in. He in every breath that we breathe, man. Acknowledge him in all of our ways is what he told us to do. All right, so 1 Kings chapter 9. We getting through this part one. All right, we getting there. We almost done on with part one. So 1 Kings chapter 9. Where we at? Verse number 22 says, but of the children of Israel, Solomon made no forced labor. You see that? For the children of Israel, the ones who are about God's business, Solomon made no forced laborers. The forced laborers were from the ones that were not Israel. So verse 22 says, but of the children of Israel, Solomon made no forced laborers, because they were men of war, the warriors. And his servants, his officers, his captains, commanders of his chariots, and his cavalry. All right? So they're already warriors, and they're doing stuff anyway. So verse 23 says, others were chiefs of the officials who were over Solomon's work, 550, who ruled over the people who did the work. Verse 24 says, but Pharaoh's daughter came up from the city of David to her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then he built the Millo. So she came up there. All right, I still want to know what's going on, what's going on with the houses that Brian won't. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, when this is David's son, and David, when he was king, when he was reigning, I'm talking about David made sure that everybody, he was one of them people, made sure that everybody ate. Everybody, the whole city, towns, everybody. You know what I'm saying? So he the one that made sure all that could be done. And I'm quite sure that Solomon, his son, wasn't, too far behind. So I can't see Solomon just giving him some old Rudy Poot tidbitty, cities that ain't nothing, man. When this lady done drove, the queen done came way from across the world to see Solomon because of what she heard about him. And when she got there, she seen him and she looked at his servants, and all this is in your Bible. She looked at his servants and was like, these your servants dressed like this? Like his servants had on the best. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, his servants had on that Louis Vuitton and Gucci. And, you know what I'm talking about? They were wearing the Prada and stuff.
Yeah, they was. Yeah, the Chanel and the, okay. They was on it. Probably it was worth more than all that stuff I just named anyway, because that's real stuff. Now they don't be putting no quality into the stuff, but they still charge the brake shoes off of you like they did. Yeah, they ain't running no godly stuff, man. They don't even care about the customers no more, man. You can tell. Anyway, 1 Kings chapter 9. Verse 25 says, now, 3 times a year, Solomon offered burnt offerings and peace offerings on the altar which he built for the Lord. And he burnt incense with them on the altar that was before the Lord. So he finished the temple. And make sure you're doing whatever you're doing unto God. Uh-huh. Unto him. Knowing that he's always involved. He said, acknowledge him in all of our ways. Talking to every last one of us. Acknowledge him in all of your ways. All right, 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 26 says, King Solomon also built a fleet of ships. Wow. At Ezion Gibber, which is near Elath, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. Then Hiram sent his servants with the fleet, seamen who knew the sea, to work with the servants of Solomon. Look at Hiram. Hiram is down for the... What? That's what's up, Hiram. You know what I'm talking about? Sending more gold and sending the city. Well, maybe Hiram. Let me see. Went to Tyria. Yes, it is. Let me see. Trying to see what's going on with Hiram with these cities. Well, he ain't like them. They ain't even really going to them. If I look up Kabul, it may tell us something. I don't see it down here in these notes either. So, verse 28 says, and they went to Ophir, O-P-H-I-R, and acquired 420 talents of gold from there and brought it to King Solomon. They still bringing gold. Wow. And Hiram is riding with that man. Now I got to see what C-A-B-U-L. It's a plot. But then you got C-A-B-A-L. A conspiracy intrigue. A plan secretly devised. What kind of cities are these? It did not please him. So it didn't get into him. Maybe when we keep reading, or maybe in another part of the Bible, it'll go into, you know, what the problem was. Because that's his word, man. I want to know, but, oh, well, you know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And guess what we doing? We feeding our faith. You know what I'm talking about? We'll be right back. And when we come back, part 2, Jeremiah chapter 26. Appreciate you tuning in.
A couple
listen up. Take a seat for a sec, please listen up. The Almighty got a plan, way bigger stuff than wasting life in the back of a prison truck. We at a time where it ain't much time left. Got these kids in the streets taking blind steps, and every day they go astray, they use their minds less. Can't find their way home, but somehow seem to find death. Take a stand, I'm a real man to man up, cause we all make mistakes, that's what man does. Let's teach them how to pray and set some standards, so they can know the truth when man come to ambush. If we don't get them, then they victims in the loomy life. Had their eyes mesmerized like it's movie night. Jesus Christ changed lives, gotta let them know. Can't give up on them now, don't let them go. Cause I know that
Mic check, 1-2-1-2, we in the building, what's cracking? How are you? It's your homie Oasis. Sorry about that. Well, yeah, I'm your homie Oasis, and we on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Hashtag feed your faith. All right, part one was 1 Kings chapter 9. Now we go into part two, Jeremiah chapter 26. Let's get it. Jeremiah chapter 26. Let's go ahead and get at that. Part two with this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Jeremiah chapter 26. Jeremiah chapter 26 verse 1 says, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house. All these words, say this to them, that I command you to speak to them, all right? Do not diminish a word. Don't leave nothing out. And when God be telling you to do something, deliver that message, man. Don't be cutting out somebody who want to hurt their feelings. Hey, say what God tell you to say. And say it how he tell you to say it. And say what he say, say. All right, verse 3 says, perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way. So don't diminish a word. Perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way. This ain't to get them mad. This is to get them to turn from their evil way. Let's see how they react. All right, when Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way, that I may relent, change his mind, concerning the calamity, which I purpose to bring on them because of the evil of their doings. This, I'm talking about this. This, what we reading going right together. We just read in 1 Kings chapter 9, he was talking about calamity. Here we go, Jeremiah chapter 26. So, I hope they'll listen. Perhaps they'll listen. Tell them this. Perhaps they'll listen to you concerning the calamity that I purpose to bring on them because of the evil of their doings. Verse 4 says, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to heed the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent to you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not heeded. Okay? If you will not listen to me, and you didn't listen, right? It says you have not heeded. Then I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. And that's where curses come from, when people disobey. Disobey God brings curses. Verse 7 says, so the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. The priests heard him. The priests were ordained by God when they first started. All right, the prophets were ordained by God too. All right, all the people were ordained by God. Everybody, right? But they heard Jeremiah speaking, so they out of pocket, because Jeremiah the prophet, he's still in it. All right, he still is in submission to God. All right, some people gonna stand for God no matter what. Be one of those people. Yeah, some people gonna stand for God, represent Jesus the Christ no matter what happens to them, no matter what they gotta go through. All right, be one of those people. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. Verse 8 says, now it happened when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak. Yeah, he's saying everything that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests
and the prophets and all the people seized him. They took him, right, saying, you will surely die. Look at the priests saying this, the prophets saying this, and the people saying this to Jeremiah, who is still standing for God, right? So they're saying, you will surely die to him. Verse 9 says, why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered together, were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. Now, he said, if you won't obey, if you will not listen to me, in verse 4, and he said this before this chapter 2, you know what I'm saying, before we got into the chapter 26, he already had told him to listen, and then they replied, they ain't listening. They knew it was God speaking, but they said they're not listening. Now they about to get Jeremiah, who was on assignment from God. All right, so that's the priests, the prophets, and all the people who heard him, right? They done took him, seized him, and saying, you about to die. Verse 10, Jeremiah chapter 26 says, when the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. What is going on here? This is what I want to know. So let's keep reading. All right, we're in Jeremiah chapter 26. Verse number, where are we at? 10. When the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord's house. I'm sorry. And the priests and the prophets spoke to the princes and all the people, saying, this man deserves to die, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ear. Verse 12 says, then Jeremiah spoke to all the princes and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city, and all the words that you have heard, the Lord sent. Verse 13 says, now therefore amend your ways. Now change your ways and your doings. People don't want to stop doing evil. That's why they want to get rid of the folks that's following Jesus and want to kill Jesus and everything, because their deeds were evil. So now, therefore, amend your ways. Amend your ways. Yeah, God told them about tell them about their evil doings. That's what's bringing calamity to the land. So now, therefore, amend your ways is verse 13, Jeremiah chapter 26 says. Now, therefore, amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord. Change your ways and start obeying the voice of the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent concerning the doom that he has pronounced against you. Still giving them a chance, because whether they get mad at him or not, he telling the truth. Whether they hearing the warning or not and want to kill the messenger because he warning them, it still don't change the fact that doom is coming on them for being disobedient to the voice of the Lord. You have to listen to it, right? I have to listen to it. We all should be listening to it, but they don't want to. They're not willing. Verse 14, Jeremiah still speaking. He says, as for me, here I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and proper to you. Yeah, he got that attitude like Paul, to live as Christ and to die as gain. Yeah, when y'all read about Paul, and I believe it's in Acts, and when he started going through, man, please, to live as Christ and to die as gain. So Jeremiah like, man, do whatever seems good and proper to you. I ain't worrying about my life. You know, we don't hold our lives a deal like that. God got us. Yeah, he got our life, gave our life to him. So he can't threaten us with death and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because Jesus is the resurrection. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ swallowed death up in victory. That's how we reply to death and death threats. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ swallowed death up in victory and became the resurrection. Yeah, he is the resurrection.
Yeah, swallowed death up. Swallowed them up. And became the resurrection. Yeah, rise up from the dead by the power of God. Verse 15 says, but know for a certain that if you put me to death, Jeremiah saying, if you do kill me, right, you will surely bring innocent blood on yourselves, on this city, and on its inhabitants. For truly, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. And when you're on assignment from God, know that I'm talking about when you truly speaking for him, don't compromise. Well, you ain't going to compromise. Just keep on going. Truly, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. Verse 16 says, so the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, this man does not deserve to die. They talking about he deserved to die. The priests, the prophets, and the people talking about he deserved to die. The princes and all the people say he doesn't deserve to die. So hold on, let me go back. Because they said the prince, the people were guys against him. So it do say in verse 11, Jeremiah chapter 26, that the priests and the prophets said that the people should die, not the people. Okay? Because it says all the people were gathered against him, and all the prophets and the priests. Right? In verse 7. So back down here to verse number 16. It says, so the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets. So look at the priests and the prophets who are supposed to be godly, right? Trying to get rid of this real prophet, though. They're speaking the words that God telling him. That God telling him, because the princes and the people, I mean the princes and the, not the princes, the priests and the prophets don't like what he was saying. So back to verse 16, Jeremiah chapter 26 says, so the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, this man does not deserve to die, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. Then certain of the elders of the land rose up and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field. Yeah, somebody already prophesied before he did. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Zion shall be plowed like a field. He said Zion going to be plowed like a field. Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins, and the mountain of the temple like the bare hills of the forest. Somebody already came and prophesied some stuff. Verse 19 says, did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah ever put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and seek the Lord's favor? So they are for him, they are actually for him and giving him some props. Certain of the elders of the land rose up and spoke to all the assembly of the people about Micah. Now, Micah prophesied. All right? Then he said, did the king at that time, the king Hezekiah of Judah and all Judah ever put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and seek the Lord's favor? And the Lord relented concerning the doom which he had pronounced against them. But we are doing great evil against ourselves. So they changed. They listened. So for whosoever will, whoever receives Jesus, whoever hears the word and hears the Spirit saying repent and stop doing things your way and start doing things God's way. Right? Whoever chooses and does that, we don't get these curses. Now, we go through trial and tribulation. It feel like curses, but it's not a curse. That'd be working out something good for us. You know what I'm saying? Count it all joys with the word say. You know what I'm talking about? When we be going through stuff, count it all joy. We need to get up on that. So, over here, though, it says he feared the Lord, so he didn't kill him. King Hezekiah feared the Lord. He didn't kill the prophet at that time. He feared the Lord. He was seeking the Lord's favor. All right? And then the Lord relented, or the Lord changed his mind concerning the doom which he had pronounced against him. And he want to do it with these people right here. And he want to do it with these people this day and age. in 2022. But look what they said in verse 19, the last thing it says, but we are doing great evil against ourselves. People doing it right now, doing great evil against themselves. Do we still fail to realize this is one of the greatest times to be living because of what's going on, because of what God is doing on the earth? However, people are too blindsided with all this stuff that the earth, that, okay, this world system and what it offers and tells you that you need. That they tuning the Bible out, tuning the voice of God out, and they tuning in to what the media and music and all the rest of this crap saying with the lies of Satan. What it really boils down to. Jeremiah chapter 26. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We're in Jeremiah chapter 26. Almost finished with part two. Got one more part, all right? Verse 20 says, now there was also a man who prophesied in the name of the Lord, Urijah, the son of Shemaiah of Kirjath-Jearim, who prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king, with all his mighty men and all the princes, heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Urijah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went to Egypt. Verse 22 says, then Jehoiakim the king sent to Egypt Elnathan the son of Akbar and other men who went with him to Egypt. And they brought Urijah from Egypt and brought him to Jehoiakim the king, who killed him with the sword and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahiakim the son of Shaphan was with Jeremiah, so that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. Notice about death. Number one, death don't rule over you. It does not rule over you when you got Jesus ruling over you. All right? So death can't stop you. You're not going to die until it's your time. When God is finished with you on the earth, okay? Now, you can cut your life short. But disobeying, that's probably why, that's why we don't live as long as we used to. It's a special thing to get to be 100 years old these days. You see what I'm saying? When you read the Bible back in the day, but they were living to 900 years old and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We rarely making it to that these days. You know what I'm talking about? So, Jeremiah chapter 26, we finished with that part. Okay? Verse 24, I want to read it again. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahiakim. Now, God would always have protection for you. Yeah, one prophet Hezekiah didn't kill. Then another prophet, Urijah, the other king, Jehoiakim, killed him. So now, this prophet right here, though, this prophet here, Jeremiah, and you, yeah, you, prophet, and apostle, and teacher, and evangelist, and pastor, you, all right? The hand of the Lord is with you. So just like the hand of Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, you got to know that the hand of the Lord is with you. Somebody who is stronger than the one that had Jeremiah back, so that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. God got more pull than the dude who was saying, hey, don't touch Jeremiah, man. He good people. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So God be like, hey, man, you can't touch my folk. You know what I'm talking about? You can't touch this. Yes, sir. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy, and we feeding our faith. We got one more chapter when we come back from this praise break. All right? And it's going to be Matthew chapter number 11. All right? Matthew chapter 11 when we come back. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking and how are you? All right. For sure, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. We're on this Hip Hop Bible study. Little buddy, and we about to go ahead and finish it up with this part 3. Last part for this episode, part 3. Matthew chapter 11. Let's go ahead and get into it and see what it says, man. Matthew chapter 11, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the first 4 books of the New Testament is all about Jesus when he was here, and you have words from Jesus himself when he was here on the earth. You know what I'm saying? Recorded. Not all the words, but and you got miracles recorded, and not all the miracles, but it's more than enough recorded in here so we... that we can believe in Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, let's go to Matthew chapter number, let's say 11. Let's see. What chapter are we on? 11. Matthew chapter 11. Starting at verse 1. All right. Matthew chapter 11. Verse 1 says, now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent 2 of his disciples. Now this John already had baptized Jesus, but now John the Baptist was thrown into prison. All right. Now, John, verse 2, let's read it again, Matthew chapter 11, verse 2. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent 2 of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Because I guess, you know, he getting doubtful because he, you know, of his current situation, he is in prison. You know what I'm talking about? For representing and telling the truth. But you got to realize, once you're following Jesus Christ, you're going to make some people mad. You're going to make a lot of folks mad. The only ones going to be riding with you is the ones who are for Christ. But we are never outnumbered because God is for us. If God is for you, who can be against you? Okay? So John is in there. He baptized Christ earlier. Now he is in prison, though, for standing upright for Christ. Right? And it looked like he's getting doubtful here because he's saying, are you the coming one? You already done baptized him. But because of his current situation, and we get like that sometimes. But we got to learn to keep standing. Okay? Excuse me. Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Verse 4 says, Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John these things which you hear and see. So Jesus is going to speak some life to John, right? Go tell John what you see and what you hear. And once John received these, he going, you know, it's going to comfort his faith, give him the comfort he needs. So that's why we have to stay in the word, because the word that the Lord speaks to us is spirit and is life. The word that God speaks, the Bible, the word of God, is spirit and is life. Okay? You're not going to get spirit and life from anything else, from anyone else, but Jesus. Okay? Now, Matthew chapter 11, verse 5 says, the blind see. So go tell John what you see and what you hear. The blind, they receiving their sight. So the blind see. Go tell John that the blind are seeing, and the lame, they walk. The lame walk. The ones that's having problems with their bones, they can't walk. They ain't never walked before and stuff like that, too. Mm-hmm. Or might have walked and stopped walking the lame. The bones weak. They can't even move, right? The lame, they starting to walk. The blind, they can't see. But now they seeing. The lepers are cleansed. They real dirty, right? The lepers got to stay outside the city. But they are cleansed. They're cleansed. And the deaf, the ones that can't hear, they hear now. The dead are raised up. Uh-oh. and the poor are, they have the gospel preached to them. They're rich in faith. They got the gospel preached to them. Mm-hmm. They really can be in it because they ain't got no distractions like the rich, right? The poor have the gospel preached to them. Mm-hmm. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Blessed is the one who is not offended because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Watch yourself in these. I'm talking about when you're in public. If you get offended because of Jesus, right? You know, they might treat you like outcast or what have you. Hey, keep standing for Jesus, though, because he just said, blessed is he or she who is not offended because of me. Verse 7 says, as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? What you thought about John when you when he came, because he came before Jesus, right? He was blazing the trail before Jesus, right? So Jesus asking the people about John, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? Verse 8 says, a man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses, though. So that's what you went to go see? You looking at the outward appearance? Because John didn't look like what they thought, just like Jesus didn't look like what they thought. That's why they were looking over Jesus. Verse 9 says, but what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my servant. Yeah, God sent his servant before your face. Talking to Jesus. I'm sending my messenger. I'm sending John the Baptist before your face, before you. Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you. He's going to prepare your way before you. Blaze the trail. Trailblazer for Jesus. That's who John the Baptist was. All right, verse 11 says, assuredly, oh yeah, and they was cousins, John the Baptist and Jesus, cousins, first cousins. Okay? Elizabeth and Mary, cousins. All right, verse 11, Matthew chapter 11, verse 11 says, assuredly I say to you, among those born of women, there was not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he, whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven, is greater than he. The least one in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, and ain't nobody like him. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody born among men, women. What it says, but surely I say to you, among those born of women, there was not one risen greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom is greater than he. Ain't nobody was greater than him, but the one who least in the kingdom of God is greater than John, right? Verse 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The kingdom of heaven is the one suffering violence, right? And then the violent take it by force, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. All the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation right here? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We mourned to you and you did not lament. I put a post on Facebook and you did not like it. Uh-oh. I did something on TikTok and I ain't got no likes. I ain't got no hearts or whatever. I don't know how it go. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I put something on YouTube and I didn't get no views. We played the flute. This is how this generation is now. That's what Jesus said. Want me to read it again? I just modernized it. But let me read it again. But what shall I liken this generation? This is Matthew chapter 11. What shall I liken this generation? What shall I compare this generation to? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament, or you did not cry. Mm-hmm. Verse 18 says, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. So they didn't want to hear John. He wasn't drinking, and he wasn't eating, but he was about God's business. But they say he had a demon, right? That's how people are evil. Verse 19 says, the Son of Man, Jesus himself, came eating and drinking. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. John didn't eat or drink, but Jesus ate and he drank. He drank, but he didn't get drunk. All right? The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and guess what they call him? They said this about Jesus. They say, look, he a glutton because he eating, and he a wine bibber because he drinking. They call him a glutton. He eat too much, and he a wine bibber. I don't know what the bibber part is, but he's sipping on that wine, huh, Jesus? That's what they call Jesus, man. This is Matthew chapter 11. Let's look at what they said about John again, and let's look at what they said about Jesus. Matthew chapter number 11, right? I'm talking about, man, this is crazy. Matthew chapter number 11. Verse 18, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, this is what the world said about John the Baptist, he has a demon. The Son of Man, Jesus himself, came eating and drinking. Jesus is letting you know, yeah, he drunk some wine. He did not get drunk. He drunk some wine, though. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, this is what the world called him. Look, he a glutton because he eating, and he a wine bibber because he drinking. A friend of tax collectors. They blame him for being a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But Jesus said, but wisdom is justified by her children. Jesus said, I'm using this wisely. If you're using it and you're using it wisely, you're a child of wisdom, you good. Because wisdom justifies you. Wisdom is justified by her children. You're using it wisely. You're not got to have it and it's taken over and it's become your God. The only thing that you need to be addicted to and got to have is Jesus Christ every day, all day. Yeah. If there's anything else like that, that's a problem. It is a problem. Have no other God before him, I'm telling you. We only need him like that. But wisdom is justified by her children. If you're using it, drinking a little wine, all right, justified by her children. Do it wisely. Verse 20. Then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. So he going to the cities again, and he rebuking them, right? So he rebuking the cities which he did the most mighty works because they still didn't repent. They still didn't believe. Verse 21 says, woe to you, Chorazin. He rebuking them. Woe to you, Bethsaida, I'm sorry. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. They would have been real humble by now if they would have ever seen these mighty works that y'all saw done in your city, right, by God himself. Verse 22 says, but I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. Verse 23 says, and you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. Capernaum, you exalted all the way up to heaven, you're going to be brought down to hell, is what it's saying. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But God had to burn them off the map, Sodom. Yeah, because the mighty works wasn't done in there like that. But if the mighty works were done, they would have remained until this day. But this city right here, Capernaum, seen the mighty works of God and still didn't receive the truth. Verse 24, yeah, Jesus is the truth. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the man of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you in the day of judgment. See, people live like that ain't gonna happen. People live like on the earth like they not gonna die. Like, hey man, we gonna get up off this earth. We gotta go somewhere. And how you living every day will determine where you gonna spend eternity. Are you living unto God, following Jesus the Christ? Or are you still looking over Jesus and ain't got time for him and don't even believe in him? You see what I'm saying? It doesn't change who he is. Just because we don't believe it does not change the fact and the truth of the matter that Jesus is still the Lord and the only way to God. All right? Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father. Look, he's talking to God. He's praying right here. We're about to be finished, so we'll go out like with the words of Jesus Christ. We in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. And at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. He didn't hide these in these books that the library offers or that the schools give you. You see what I'm saying? But I thank you, Father, you have hidden these things from the wise and from the prudent ones, and you revealed them to babes, because we have to come to God like children, right? With a childlike heart. A child believes everything their parents say. Okay? We got to believe everything God says. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight to hide these things from the wise and the prudent ones, the ones that are studying and all that stuff, and you reveal them to the babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. Verse 27 says, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son, S-O-N, except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and, this is where we come in at, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. So Jesus has to reveal to you, all right, God being your Father. Yeah, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one who, of whom the Son wills to reveal him. In order to get to know the Father, God, you got to know Jesus, because Jesus is the one that reveals him to us. Verse 28 says, come to me. Yeah, we about to get up out of here. Last three verses. Matthew chapter number 11, verse 28 says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will be the one to give you rest. If you're working hard, right, and you're a hard worker, and you got a heavy burden on you, you see what I'm saying? But you don't know God, though. Come over here to Jesus, and he the one saying, I'm going to give you rest. Come to me. Jesus is calling you. Come to me. Jesus is calling us. All you who labor, some of us already done came to him. We still coming with our faith. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's going to take your burden off of you and give you rest. He's going to stop you from stressing and give you peace. Now, your situation may be stressful to you, but then he said, count that all joy, and he's going to teach you how to do that. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Yeah, come get this Christ life. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take this from me. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. I am gentle and lowly in heart. Not prideful in heart. I am gentle. Step on the bubble and won't break it. I'm gentle. And yet and still, he the Almighty. Now, don't get it twisted. He ain't soft. He's gentle, though. That's why people think they can look over him and do what they want to do to him now. Because he didn't come didn't scare you in the form of a lion, but he came in the form of a lamb because he's gentle. He's a lion too, though. He ain't let you see that part. Yeah, he revealed the matter. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yeah, come get this Christ life. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I mean, my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. L-I-G-H-T. And the yoke is something that they put on the ox. I believe what, though, to carry something, to carry a burden or whatever. So he's saying that what he put on you is easy and his burden is light. He's saying it's easy and it's light. Right? However, it's challenging because of, you know, we in these bodies and stuff. But if Jesus said it's easy and it's light, we got to go ahead and keep on pushing. We got to believe what he's saying, and we got to keep on pushing until we start seeing what he says. He said it's easy and it's light. Wait. The sufferings of this present time can't compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Have your way, Father. And I speak these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. This has been when hip hop meets the Christ. Hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, hashtag feed your faith. I'm your homie Oasis. We'll get at you next time. Don't forget, Saturdays at 11 a.m. We up through there. I'm talking about live. Catch us live or catch us in the archives. Just Google when hip hop meets the Christ at any time. When hip hop meets the Christ. Google it. Tune in at any time. Some episodes, nothing but music. 2 hours and 45 minutes. Yeah, 2 hours and 45 minutes. 2 hours, whatever. Nothing but music. Look for those broadcasts that say it's kingdom music. You know what I'm saying? Music only. Worship with us Wednesdays. All that stuff like that. All right? When hip hop meets the Christ, appreciate you tuning in. Get at you next time. Peace.
In this game, you can claim anything and they can't say nothing. Yeah. So hard, and your balls might blow a couple brains with a button. Yeah. Pull triggers, push dope, them figures might double up something. Uh-huh. Can't nobody tell, bro, nothing. Uh-huh. But talking about the Lord, it's going too far, y'all funny. Hey, can I get another one heating up? NBA Jam on 5 deep enough. Going hard like the score might even up. Yeah. But it won't, too cold, I'm keeping up. Yeah. Why be ashamed? We seen enough. Yeah. He was bleeding, no breathing, and beating up. Yeah. Ain't got no reason to leave him, I'm told. He bought my soul. He picked his life, and did he even know? Yeah. Celebration, best win. Yeah. We got grace, we resting. Yeah. Made a groom, he stepped in. Now every day's a reception. Yeah. Still gotta serve my God, no lie. Still unashamed. Yeah. On the mic, I might justify. Oh my, still unashamed. Yeah. Head down, what we got so high. Still unashamed. Woo. Know what we got here. Glad that we got here. Now I won't die. Made a click back. Yeah. Sitting back. Been a long way. Just that. Yeah. Just that 116 route. Oh, yeah. You know what it is. Made a click back. Woo. Sit back. Woo. Been a long way. Just that. Yeah. Just that 116 route.
Yeah, yeah.
Still unashamed.
I am so. Yeah. Unashamed. Why we still running, man? Honolulu, I'm unaffected. We still unaffected. Cannot be quiet. Get a click back, but we not violent. Why the killer sitting on the side silent? But you know your boy known us on the riot. Been a minute since we did it, baby, here we go. Tell the real how it is while we live low. For the crew, nothing new, mission isn't old. In your hood, out of Texas, where we rise low. Rise low. I'm Dallas at the classic, riding classics, all keys to my knees. And the team on that 116, you know how I go. And I'm still working while you still lurking. And I'm still lit, so you can't burn me. Man, I'm so determined, yeah, you can't deter me. Still here until they close the curtain.
Still gotta serve my God, no lie. Still unashamed. Uh-huh. On the mic, I might justify. Oh my, still unashamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Head down, what we got so high, they try. Still unashamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Love what we got here, glad that we got here. Now I won't die. Ain't a click back, click back. Been a long way, just that.
unashamed about anything. More dope, more coke, more killing, man. Our favorites is when we get degraded. It's really strange. But you'll be on the D list if you wanna talk about Jesus. But I'm finna state my thesis. They want me to love them in secret like they do they sad pieces. Let me see them hands in the air right now. 116 if you here right now. Some say we change, we don't care right now. Taste the cash like we in a bad love affair right now. Get a rumor through the bed right now. Put them out of bed right now. Got this red wine, countless communion. Guess I am trying to get this bread right now. This plan, I know some people erasing our name. Say we vacated our claims. And I'm like, well, it is 10 years later we changed. We ain't took paper and traded for shame. We took our time navigating our lanes. When we made mistakes, we should take out the blame. But we still unashamed of the same name. Shoot for the sky, baby, bang, bang. And we ride with the same gang. Nothing but the blood from the same vein. Now give these the picture, you can't frame us. I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they famous. Yeah, I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they famous. Yes, sir. 116.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.